we would acknowledge Strutty. Like, how many? I mean, this guy was on a bunch of teams. I guarantee you, there was no video.
That's a great question
to Jason Strudwick.
All right. Just a skullet video tribute.
Longtime NHLer and host out on TSN Radio in Edmonton, Jason Strudwick, making his triumphant return. Strutty, when you were dancing around the NHL and you returned to a market that you used to play, did they ever acknowledge you with a video montage?
Not as often as you think. You know, unfortunately, the teams, I guess they didn't want to sell tickets. You know, like, welcome back, Strudwick Knight. Maybe a bobblehead or even a towel would have been nice. Or, maybe even anything, just a Kit Kat with my name on it would have been nice. But teams didn't want to make money, I guess. So that was the time when they just wanted to win.
Yeah, that is a shame.
Yeah, it is a
shame. And that is very short-sighted. They would have made a lot of money off a Strutty bobblehead.
Yeah, Strudwick Knight and Rangerville.
Like, Strutty, if you had a bobblehead, what do you think the hairstyle on the bobblehead would look like?
20 seconds in, you already give it to me, eh? So you know what? My hair, actually, I've got a new haircut. His name's Mo, and he is an artist. He's an artist, a Lebanese artist that really knows how to get my hair done properly. And I'd like to, next time I'm in town, I'll come by and you can take a look, O-Dog. It really, it looks more, a little more bulky, right? A little thicker, which is what we all want.
That's what you need, man. Everyone needs a mo to hook them up. Yeah,
well, I was talking to a former NHL player. I had to do a golf tournament with him and his hair is disappearing. And he said he visited a place in San Diego and for $7,000 or $8,000, they take hair off the bottom of your head, and they sew it into the top. And it's like you got to wear some kind of helmet for like a week.
That'd be great. Well, you come in with a helmet on. Well, what happened? I just had some hair from my ass stapled to my forehead.
No, it's the back of your head. For $7,000 or $8,000, I would pay that. Strutty, would you?
Well, actually, Mo, who's also he knows a guy in Turkey that'll do it. And the second time he cut my hair, he said, because he's starting to have a recession too. He's like, "Will you go to Turkey with me?" And it's just like a spa. You land in the Turkish airport, they pick you up, they take you right to the spa, they do the treatment, like you said, they farm it off the back of your bottom of your hairline, put it on top. It looks like you have a sunburn. He goes, "We're home 3 days later, and we both have much fuller haircuts." So I said, "Well, let's look into pricing. I mean, I'm not going to say no just because I don't want to admit that my hair is receding, but if I can get something to improve it, I'll just take a look." You said it's very cheap and very efficient. The Turks really know how to do that and to make a good chocolate bar.
What's the price, though?
Well, he hasn't got back to me. So this happened about 2 months ago. My wife is actually pushing for it, which is weird. I'm like, I'm 43 years old. I'm still a pretty attractive man when I walk through a Sears or one of those fancy places like Home Depot. I still get a little respect from people in my age group. So, I don't know why she wants me to get it. She's so short, she can't even see the top of my head.
So we were talking to Jerome last week, and we were talking about your guy's trip. And we were talking about like role definition, just like a hockey team, everybody's got a role. So when you guys go on your trip, like Noodles, God knows what he does. Apparently he plans stuff. He's a good planner. Apparently Jerome just pays for everything. And what is your role?
Well, yeah, Noodles definitely plans everything. Iggy, he does come with a fairly thick wad of money to pay for some things, but he's very conservative. Everything, yeah. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. There might be some disease somewhere. Like, you see, just over the top. For me, I'm just go with the flow and, quite frankly, the personality. You know, someone's got to stir the drinks at, in the morning barbecues or the breakfasts, all that kind of stuff. So I get in there because everyone's got it. Like, we have a couple of chubby friends that never take their shirts off anymore. Their belly button looks a little bit like a bowl of oatmeal. And then, we got some other guys that they're kind of shy and they're not happiest or with the way it's going their body either. So we all kind of our own thing, but, Iggy definitely is in charge of, Mr. Conservative.
I can't wait until Strutty throws out the idea of taking the boys' trip to Istanbul this year. We get some new hair and then shake it up with the guys.
There would be a few guys that probably sign up for it in the group.
Yeah, why not? They can throw a party in Istanbul.
Well, for $3,000-$4,000, it'd probably be worth it, right?
Absolutely.
I guess you just want to make sure it works. Like, I want to see someone else. Like, I want Mo to go first and Mo to come back. Then I'll look at Mo and say, okay, that does work. I don't want to be the first guy.
No.
It's like a tattoo person, like their first tattoo. I don't want to be like Hazer starts doing tattoos. I don't want to be the first guy to get a tattoo from you. But if the first one looks good, yeah, I'll take a stab at it.
Yeah, you need someone like a dummy to go out and do it first.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then you get a read on it. With Jason Strudwick, longtime NHLer and host out on TSN Radio in Edmonton. So obviously you're aware that there's a lot of buzz here in Toronto, and There was some turnover, and Tavares rolls into town. And Edmonton, yeah. though, man, nothing. Like, they didn't do anything. What is going on out there? Are people excited for the season? Are they optimistic or what?
Well, you can't swing a cat by the tail without hitting a Toronto Leaf fan out here to tell me how great they are.
Really?
You know, so we identify that there are, and I see your tweets planning the Stanley Cup parade route for them. But on the other side, you got the winners. You know, and I actually am in favor of what they did. I firmly believe that you have to have some belief in the guys that you have, just because, you know, just about everyone had an off year. I mean, Connor, let's put him on his own planet. But, you know, after that, you know, Nurse had a strong year for the most part. Nugent Hopkins is probably the next most successful guy. Yeah, but a lot of their main guys had tough years. And whenever they kind of got on track, something else would go off, you know. And I talked to a couple of guys last week, and that's what they said. They're like, every time we turned around, something else was falling apart that we had just fixed up. But I really believe the Oilers, they could have gone out and made a trade to address a defenseman or whatever, but you need to have that depth coming up from underneath. And all these rookie camps getting going. And when you look at some of the guys coming up, I believe there are going to be some NHL players there. And that hasn't been the case for the last number of years. You know, I go back to my first training camp. I remember looking, okay, we have a pretty decent NHL team. I'm like, who? I'm thinking to myself, who's our first call-up? And I'm looking around. I'm like, man, we better not have any injury. And we ran into some injury difficulty, and that made it pretty tough for the team. So you got to have those, like a Tyler Benson, a Yamamoto, you know, Bouchard, who was just drafted, but, you know, is it Cooper Merrity? All these guys now are going down, and they're going to have some guys with ability to not just contribute in the NHL, but maybe come up and become an NHL player that they've drafted and or traded for or signed as a college free agent. And that is where I think you really get that juice, because having to go and sign a third or fourth line wingers, to me, it's like, why do you need to do that? Why can't you find that internally, then have those guys work their way up the lineup as time goes by? The Oilers have the top centers. That's not the issue. They need some help on the wings. But, I think that if the calmness is good now, are they a playoff team? You know, I think if they get close and or just get into the playoffs, that's a successful year. But a year from now, we're talking about guys that are playing the NHL this year that could be on an NHL roster. And that is when you really start to see some lasting success for an organization.
That's pretty crazy, man. Like, this time last year, they were cup favorites. And they were coming off, you know, game 7 of the second round in Anaheim. Yeah. And now it's a reason take, and I'm with you, Strutty. Like, if they can push for a playoff spot, that would be great. But next year is the year where you start to pounce. That's got to be difficult for Oilers fans to embrace, man. Like, it's a reality, but it's got to be tough.
Well, I mean, I preach patience, and people don't want to hear, like, well, you know, we want to win now. I'm like, okay, the team could go out and make a trade to address an area of need, but you're going to trade someone that is going to be a good player for a long time to maybe just get you into the playoffs. And even if you go back to a trade for Zitnik, remember when was it Atlanta traded for Zitnik, and they got him in the playoffs, and they got swept out by the Rangers in the first round. And they traded, what was that good defenseman? He plays in Tampa Bay now. He used to be with Philly. But he's been a long-time NHLer. Colburn, that's the guy. So now you make that move. You know, okay, so great. You got swept in four, but you got nothing to show for it. You got to show patience and build for the long term. And I see what the Leafs have done there, and I like what they've done. And they're trying to push up, get guys to come up from underneath and push for those NHL jobs. And you got to have it. You got to have drafting development. And, you know, for Oilers fans, you're right. It's been tough over the last number of years. I get that. But, you know, I think one more year of not maybe pain, but a year you're maybe not completely happy with the results, to all of a sudden get to the point where now you are pushing. And I think that's the difference for this organization. And Bob Nixon kind of hinted at that at his post-year comments about keeping everyone in place. That, you know, you look at what's going on behind the scenes, he's happy with it. So, you know, I got to take him at his word. I see the young players going to the pre-camp for the rookies, and I think you're starting to see that, though. There's something that hasn't been there in past seasons.
Strutty, we always appreciate you doing this. Just before we let you go, is there any, like, go-to outfits, like in Costco, that is catching people's eye? I know that you like you like a tight jean with your balls, like, bulging. Like, is there anything working? What's working right now in the hallways of, like, a Costco?
Yeah, well, Costco, I go there all the time. One of my favorite. Now, I actually got this free jacket at a golf tournament, and it really makes your pecs and shoulders look jacked. So I wear especially tight jeans with a tight, sneaker, and put this on, and I'm not kidding. I look like Iron Man. and heads are like just whipping around. People are crashing into display sales, vitamins splashing all over the place. I'll get you one of these coats. It's unbelievable. It's Fernando Pisani's golf tournament. I can't believe he coughed up for these jackets, but it's well worth it.
Good man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Post that stuff online. We need to see it. Enjoy it out there, Strutty. We'll do it again down the road. Thanks, buddy.
We'll talk to you guys later.
There's Jason Strudwick.